You're listening to the leader in marketing plus technology. This is Sundog, the podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sundog, the podcast. On our show today, we're going to be talking about Sundog's internship program and how an internship program may, in fact, help your business as well. And what better way to kick off our show than to welcome back a former intern from Sundog, Mr. John Schneider of Fargo 3D Printing is with us today. How you doing, John?
Good, Lon. How about yourself?
I'm very well. Nice to see you once again.
Good. Yeah, good to see you too.
Dani Krolak is with us as well. She is the person in charge of our current Sundog internship program. Hello there, Dani.
Hello, Lon.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Super.
Good.
And we have another team member on the line. He is on the phone currently down in our Minneapolis office. Justin Welk joins us. Justin is also takes part in getting us quality interns here at Sundog.
Hey, Lon. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well.
What's the weather like in Minneapolis today?
It's hazy. Apparently, these wildfires in Saskatchewan are blowing the smoke down here just like that. I heard they are up in Fargo.
Yeah, we got this nice red sun in the sky. It's like living on Mars.
It's beautiful.
It is. I want to start off here a little bit. Maybe Dani and Justin, you can give us an idea of your specific roles in searching for interns here at Sundog. Dani, let's start with you.
Yeah, so I'm actually a marketing coordinator here, and I started with the internship program in 2012 as an intern, and now I play a big part in acting as the intern manager. So anytime an intern needs time off or has a question or has something that they really would love to get involved in, a lot of times I'm the one finding the project for that, and then also obviously finding our really great candidates. So I get to do a lot of interviewing. I get to look at lots of applications. And I really work closely with Justin on kind of picking out who would be the best fit for our internship program.
Now, you haven't been with Sundog overall that long, correct? It's like
two years full time.
Okay.
And then before that, I was an intern for the school year.
Okay. What have you noticed different between the time when you applied to be an intern and now when you're the one who is running these interviews?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I'd like to think that a lot of what still happens at Sundog is similar to what I experienced as an intern, but also we do exit interviews every time one of our interns leave. And so we're constantly taking feedback from them and incorporating that into what we're doing in the future. So before, when I was an intern, we didn't work on a big group project during the summer. But now our summer program is fortunate enough to be able to work with a group, whether it was a few years ago, it was Mindset Go. And then last year it was STEM Academy. And they were able to do a full program rebrand and do some social media and get that full client exposure as part of our education program. And so that's something that I think our internship program has really grown on since I left.
Gives them a chance to get in deeper, faster that way.
Yep, okay. Exactly.
Justin, you're a talent coordinator here at Sundog. How have you seen the evolution of our program over the last 2-3 years?
I think when we originally started the internship program, or when we rolled it out with a more formalized approach, I think really back in 2011, 2012, it was, one of the words that comes to mind when I think about the internship program was it was kind of always a scramble, trying to find projects, trying to find people to support it, to advise, to mentor those interns. And I think what's happened over the past really 3, 4, 5 years is we've really just seen the internship program become, I think, deeply ingrained and become part of who we are as a company. And our culture, which we all know, I think, is really important to us. So we've tried to really just, change the definition of what an intern means. And I think you see that in a lot of the projects like Dani was talking about. So they're heavily involved in some real world work and affecting real organizations in the Fargo-Moorhead community. And hopefully somewhere down the line, we can expand into the Twin Cities area as well, too, as we're starting to build that office. But that's really been a lot of it, you know, starting with just kind of picking up, you know, the pieces in different parts of the company where we just needed support or needed additional help, to really pulling together a team of interns to experience what we experience as full-time team members on a daily basis, the challenges of working on a project, working with, you know, stakeholders and clients and delivering solutions just like we do for our clients every day. So they're really a part of who we are as an organization, and going to become, I think, an even more important part of who we are as it becomes more and more difficult to recruit the best and brightest talent that's out there and from our local colleges, universities, and from other organizations as well, too.
What factors, Justin, are put into play when we decide what kind of positions we want to have our interns fill? Is it just a basic need of, okay, well, this department needs, you know, they've got this extra work, so we definitely want an intern here? Or do we do a little bit of thinking outside the box and maybe we'll give them a different role that perhaps no one here at Sundog is actually doing yet, sort of a test job role, if you will?
We've kind of taken both approaches before. I've seen it work both ways. What we've really shifted towards, and if you look at our internship program, we're really structured into two different rotations of the internship. So we have one that really focuses, it's really during the school year, so the months of August through May. And during that internship, you'll see it's really department, it's focused on department needs. So for example, if our team of insights analysts is just having an influx of work, or we feel like we could really use some talent in that area in the future, and we want to grow that area, we'll look at the insights analyst team. If we're looking at design and we know that there's just a lot of design work or maybe internal work that we need to get done too with our internal marketing team, we'll start to look at those needs. What we've started to do, and we've tried to become a little bit, I think, unique in this way, is with our summer internship program, we're trying to partner or work with, one, either local organizations, or in this case, this summer we've created an internal project where we bring a team of interns together from all areas, points of view in our organization, from marketing to technology to development to insights, and that team works together to create a solution, deliver results just like any other client would. So it's really a mixed one. I've seen it evolve more from kind of the test role and just kind of throwing people in back, and I saw that back in 2011, to really more of a structured approach where we want these interns to experience what it's like to work on a real project with a real team and deliver real results.
So when you folks hear the word internship, what comes to mind right off the top of your head, John?
Well, after being an intern at Sundog, my first thought has changed quite a bit. Before Sundog, I thought, okay, an intern's going to be more of a gopher. They just go and do the work that people don't really want to do. It's going to be just little menial tasks that no one really wants to do themselves.
And
they have the intern do it.
Probably safe to assume that the majority of people will equate some sort of definition like that into when they describe internships.
Right, but then after being an intern at Sundog, I think of it as, okay, it's kind of like being an employee light, you know, like you're kind of a starter version of an employee at that actual company. You're given actual tasks to do. You do things that matter. They might not be, you know, a project is very likely not going to hinge on what that intern is doing, but it's definitely going to contribute to projects that are going on.
To go off of John's comment, I would say that when I think of an internship at Sundog, I think of that experience that you're always told that you need when you apply for an entry-level job. And then you're wondering, how do I get the experience if nobody will hire me? And so I would say that the Sundog internship allows you to get that experience that even an entry-level job would give you. And you're able to really kind of build off of that and explore what you like and what you don't like about certain areas.
Justin, from a company and a business standpoint, how important is it that any internships a business offers is more than just being a gopher?
I think you're going to see it become more and more important. And I think companies are really, really starting to recognize that, you know, if you look at our internship program and just starting all the way at the beginning in our selection and our hiring process, Lon, we evaluate and measure internship candidates in the exact same way that we're measuring and evaluating, you know, full-time candidates for our full-time positions. We're looking for culture fit. We're asking very similar questions. We're also spending some time to really, really assess whether this person can do the job. But that evaluation is really similar, because what we're doing is we're not just evaluating that intern to be an intern. When we're in that interview process, when we're evaluating those students, we're really seeing if this person can ultimately become a full-time team member and a part of the Sundog team. So from a recruiting standpoint, from kind of an HR talent management perspective, it's going to become extremely, I think, important for organizations, especially as it's harder to find really, really good, solid talent, and in our case, talent that is going to be a really strong culture fit, that we can really help them find meaning, that we can really put good, solid projects on their plate right away so they can feel engaged and part of the company and want to stay and be a loyal team member for the long term versus just a short 3-month internship. So I think companies are starting to recognize it, and it's going to become extremely important as recruiting just gets more difficult for companies.
What advice do you have for students or recent graduates who are looking for these internships?
So you have to keep in mind that any position that you're applying for, you're not the only one, and people are looking at several applications, and it's important to find that one thing that's going to stand out. I still remember the guy who on his Career Sushi profile said that one of his skills was making 60-second noodles in 55 seconds. And it's nothing related to marketing and technology, but it stood out. And we brought him in for an interview just because of that. And we're constantly seeing the word passion thrown around, and a cover letter that just says how passionate you are. Like, that's awesome, but that's what everybody is putting in their cover letter. Tell me about an experience that you've had. Tell me about something that you've learned. And, you know, it doesn't have to be marketing or technology related. It could be something service related. It could be something about a trip, or really just an experience to really set yourself apart from the other candidates.
John, you were obviously, like we said, an intern here before. You are now co-owner of a couple businesses in town, Fargo 3D Printing. Would you mind telling us a little bit about the business, first of all, and how your experience as an intern here at Sundog helped you become an entrepreneur?
Yeah, so Fargo 3D Printing, a little background on that. It's a sales, service, and training company for 3D printing. So we sell 3D printers. We are able to go into schools, help them get them set up. We do consulting. We do some custom printing. So a lot of that kind of stuff. And then a pretty recent development for us is we now do materials manufacturing. So we actually manufacture in Fargo the materials that the 3D printers use to print things. So kind of like the 3D Printers Inc. And that company name is 3DOM USA. So 3DOM USA. As far as how my time at Sundog has, really helped spark that. I mean, a lot of it was just meeting people and seeing that, hey, you know, awesome ideas. It's not just something that you need to hold back from and decide, okay, this is too hard. I'm not going to do this. But seeing that people are able to take challenging ideas and make things work. I mean, I was really inspired by the people that I worked with at Sundog, being able to learn from their experiences. Some of them had side businesses of their own, or some still do, and was able to pick their brains, really learn about that kind of stuff. But then I also learned how a good business operates. I mean, being able to observe, Sundog's a bigger company than my company is, but I've been able to take a lot of seeing how Sundog operated and be able to apply that to my company as well.
Danny, I remember when you were an intern here, but I will be very hard-pressed to pinpoint the time where you went from intern to full-time employee, because it had to have been extremely seamless. So that tells me how good our internship program is. We get our interns in and they're just automatically an employee, in my mind anyway. So how is your experience as an intern applied to what you're doing today?
I started as a social media intern, and I think I learned really early on that social media wasn't something I wanted to do full time. And our internship program does a really great job of letting you explore different areas. So we do something called Lunch and Learns, where you're allowed to take out anyone in the entire company and Sundog will pay for it. And I really use that as a way to learn about different areas in Sundog. So I, you know, took out a project manager, I took out a designer, I took out an insights team member, and really was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Ended up taking out Heidi and writing a blog about how I wanted her job. and that's kind of when the conversation started about the potential of creating the marketing coordinator position. So that being said, I never once felt like an intern, like I had at my previous internships. I always felt like an employee. And I left for 2 months to study abroad, not knowing if I was coming back. And I actually remember sitting up in the Zen, tearing up, and John had to comfort me because I was so sad that I might not come back to Sundog. And I got the offer while I was abroad and came back and got to do a lot of the same things that I had learned I liked or didn't like while I was an intern. But ever since then, my position has kind of been transforming. So it's cool to be on the opposite side and get to work with the interns, because obviously the internship program did a lot for my career path.
Justin, I think one thing that Danny just mentioned is pretty key here. When she said she was an intern, she didn't feel like an intern. So how important is it for businesses who offer these internships to treat them like their regular jobs, or you don't treat an intern as the old traditional intern model would suggest?
It's extremely important, and I think it's a mindset. For us, we're fortunate, I think, at Sundog, because it's part of our culture where there's just that, you know, we do all respect each other so much, both as people and team members in a work environment, but also just outside in our personal lives. There's just a lot of respect for who we are as people and our families and everything that's outside of work too. So I think it's just it's a mindset that we're wired with, and we're fortunate to be wired the way we are. But for organizations that are out there that are looking for interns, that's an important thing. And especially today, if you're looking at today's intern versus, I don't know what, honestly, an intern was like, you know, 15, 20 years ago, or what internship programs were really like. But if you look at the people who are seeking these opportunities today, these students want really engaging experiences where they're going to be doing real work that has meaning for a real client. They want to walk away from an experience and say, whoa, I did something that was really cool and it had an impact on an organization, whether it was, in our case, Sundog, or if it was a potential client, like we've worked with in the past couple summers. So that's, I think, it's so key for people in HR or people leading these internship programs to realize that the intern of today, they need, they want, they desire this real work where they're going to make an impact. And if we can't deliver, if you can't deliver on that, ultimately I think those great candidates, that great talent is just ultimately going to find somewhere else to go. So it's a challenge, but the rewards of being able to do that and treating those people as if they were, you know, real full-time team members from the very beginning is important.
One question, two angles of answers is what I'm looking for here. So the question deals with the value an intern brings a business. So Justin, the part of the question for you is, what value have historically Sundog's interns brought into our business? And for John and Danny, think back to your time when you were interns. What value do you feel you brought to Sundog during your time here? Justin, we'll start with you.
So I think there's a couple things, and I'm sure I'm missing a few as I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. The first thing that comes to mind for me is that the students that are coming into our internship program, they are a lot of times closely tied or the closest aligned to what's really happening out there in the real world right now, and they can be the closest test or advisor when it comes to some of the newest trends, the newest ideas, the most innovative thinking that's happening. Because one, we can give them the time. They have the time to go out there and research and learn and find these things. So for us as an organization like Sundog, it's extremely valuable to have somebody that can dedicate time and thinking to figuring out what's the most innovative and unique or cool idea that we can use for our clients. The second thing is, I know I keep coming back to this, and there's this kind of common theme and thread here, but there is, from a recruiting standpoint, it's extremely important to be able to build a talent pipeline of really solid people. And if you can find people that are, one, they fit your culture, they fit your brand, they fit who you are, who you want to become, and they can do the job, and they've proven that they're an exceptional performer, then there's no more value than I can think than being able to build that pipeline of talent that will ultimately become, you know, full-time team members and benefit the organization in multiple other ways. So I think from the way they think, the way they work, the fresh new perspectives that they provide, and also being able to build a pipeline of great talent for the future, those are, I can't think of two other greater advantages to having a program like this.
Okay, John, what about you? What value do you believe you brought to Sundog when you came on board?
Kind of like Justin mentioned, this was just a fresh perspective. I hadn't really been in a business like this before, so I was able to bring different ideas that not all of them were good, not by a long shot. Most of them were bad, but that there were occasionally a few good ideas, and Danny's agreeing a little too over-enthusiastically about that. But I can also speak to it from the other side, too. We actually have, in Fargo 3D Printing, we have two interns. Well, one has gone from being an intern to more of a part-time employee. But that's, I mean, for us, that's the big thing, is bringing in that skill set and that perspective that we wouldn't have had otherwise on our own. I'm a very analytical person. My business partner is, for as young as he is, he does business in a very old school way, which is fine, but it's good to have other people aside from us. Otherwise, I don't think the business would be succeeding the way it is. And I think that's probably the same thing for Sundog too, being able to bring in, anyone that has an internship program is being able to bring in fresh minds that they haven't been molded to only a certain perspective yet.
Yeah. Again, I agree with the fresh perspective. I believe that I was also very much a doer. I was a yes person, and I would take on any project that was thrown at me. I always feel like I tried to exceed what was asked. I remember one of my projects was finding a Pinterest analytic tool to actually measure what we were doing. I wouldn't say that my mind is very analytical, but I was forced to learn that side. And it was actually a tool that we started using for when our clients were using Pinterest to actually measure what they were doing. I also would say that what I kind of brought to the team was I'm a pretty enthusiastic person. So I think just having another person to really want to have that team atmosphere was something that I felt like made my internship really successful at Sundog. I formed a lot of relationships, talking over coffee or just running into people in the hallway. And it always just felt like home for me. And that was something that was really important to me, but also to, I think, other Sundog employees.
Very good. So I think one of the lessons we can take away from our discussion today is, intern candidates, step up your game. Do something unique. Businesses, really step up your game. And treat these internships as an opportunity for you, not just giving an opportunity to them. One more note about internships. She's sitting at our back table over here, Emily Stengrum. She is a current intern here at Sundog. I don't know why she's not on the mic. I should have gotten her on there. But she helped produce the show today. She helped gather the questions and get everyone organized. So, Emily, thank you very much.
Thank you, Emily.
If anybody out there has questions for anyone here at the podcast, you can send an email to thepodcast@sundoginteractive.com. For John, Danny, Justin, and Emily sitting behind me, I'm Lon Keller, and we'll see you next time for another episode of Sundog, the podcast.